difference between storytelling, I mean, which is what good radio will do, is just tell you a story. This, there was no story in there.
Right.
There was nothing that was unique.
There was some news in there, but they fluffed it up and made it a human piece, you know, to try and like.
But it wasn't though. We didn't even hear. You know, I mean, there were no personals. I mean, like if you're going to do a story like that, I would think that you would find a soldier and say so and so was waiting for his kid, and you know, the wife was pregnant, and now the kid's been named after him, or his friend that died in the war, or
right,
you know,
right,
his friend
right,
stayed
right,
home.
Right,
there's got to be some sort of angle that would be more interesting than the obvious one, I would think, on that.
The obvious angle, that's what
you get. It couldn't make up its mind if it was, it started out as sort of a little travelogue about the new reporter and his trip on the canoe and how he hadn't been on a while.
Yeah.
And as a travelogue, it would hold some value to me.
Yeah.
And before I go on with that, the other part was about the reforestation, and that would hold some value to me.
Right.
The problem for me, and therefore how it could be improved, if it was going to be a travelogue, then tell me where you are, how you entered, it was a four-hour trip, this is where you can disembark, you know, how that'll happen. Or, if it's an article about the reforestation, then tell me more about it, tell me how it affected the area, how long it was before it was reforested, and that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, I thought that it was a good idea to have a discussion about how to deal with rising fuel costs, but I sort of feel like these folks do, that they interviewed someone who was adopting a method that, you know, really wasn't going to be able to be widely adopted, you know, if everyone in Flag went out to, you know, cut wood, you know, plus, you know, air quality is another issue, and ultimately that's not going to solve our energy problem.
And all this guy has to say is that it's less expensive to cook with wood,
right,
to heat with wood.
Yeah.
That's what this is about.
And we don't care if it's smoky or, you know,
yeah,
well, I'm saving money. You know.
Yeah.
Let me piggyback on what they're saying, because I like the idea that they were using one guy's experience as a metaphor for a whole regional dilemma.
That's not regional, it's national.
Well, yeah, that was cool, but they went too far with it. And what I was looking for, okay, this is one guy, you know, let's, you know, show me some others so that I can get a broader perspective. And that was missing.
To me, it's not so much about violence, but you'd either want to do approach it two ways. One would be to really provide a lot more kind of statistics to kind of explain why this problem is. Why has it emerged all of a sudden here at this one very tangible event?
Right.
Or get more of that kind of human perspective by, you know, going out in the field with a Hmong hunter who's like worried about crossing property lines and everything else, and get their perspective. And either one of those routes would help me better understand what's going on.
I think kids doing Shakespeare is good. I'd like to hear more about, you know, rather than just kids sort of mouthing some of the speeches from Macbeth or something.
Yeah.
How about a little bit about, does it help them in school? Do they read it? Does it improve their reading? Is it kind of an alternative to the whole testing craze in the state of Massachusetts? Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to hear a little bit more what's behind it.